Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name. Your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so please give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, please try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on their website at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Joe Scheel, and he'll be joining us in a few minutes. But first, I have some quick announcements. On November 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we're hosting a webinar called Unlock Your Intuitive Mind, Breakthrough Your Grief Barriers. In this webinar, you'll activate your intuitive mind or your right brain and learn how to tap into your higher consciousness and innate spirituality to gain the wisdom necessary to help you take the specific steps to help you process your grief. By tapping into the collective consciousness, you'll learn how to access the messages your loved ones want you to hear and know further to ease your grieving process. The methodology you'll learn is based on a Nobel Prize-winning discovery in science. Next up, we have on December 23rd at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, our Holidays Pass Medium Raffle of 2022. You can win as many as 5 medium readings, and the participating mediums are all Forever Family certified, and they're our guest tonight, Joe Scheel, Lynn LeClaire, Angelina Diana, Kathy Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And you can get those raffle tickets on the website. And I'm pretty sure you can buy as many as you want. So get them, because 5 readings is, it's good. It's a lot. And then last but certainly not least, on July 14th of next year to July 16th, it's a weekend, we have our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat. It's hosted in Connecticut, and it was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death. It's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a beautiful setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. I actually myself will be attending and doing readings at that retreat. So if you want to hang out with me for a weekend, get your tickets ASAP, because they do sell out pretty quickly. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joe Scheel, and in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium and working with Forever Family Foundation, Joe is a spirit artist, which is pretty incredible. If you haven't seen him do that, definitely attend one of his events, as well as an award-winning teacher. He's a Reiki master, a healer, and spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister, as well as an instructor with the Journey Within Church in New Jersey. And he's a registered medium in Lilydale, New York as well. And I'm always so happy to have him back on Mediums and Messages. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it very much. Glad to be here.
Of course. Of course. I always like having you on. Runs very smoothly with you, my friend, behind the scenes and on air. So we have some time to chat before, you know, we start taking calls and stuff. And I actually wanted to ask you a question that I'm sure that you get. Well, it's actually a couple of questions that I know I get all the time, and I'm sure you get it too. Can you read yourself or the people close to you? Like, are you able to tune in, or, you know, do you kind of have that block like most other mediums?
Well, there's times when I get things. I mean, of course, you know, I don't always want to hear it, you know.
Right.
You know, but I get things, and for family, I don't read for family and or close friends. I know too much about them. So it kind of forces me into my practical mind, and I want to give them the advice instead of giving them the reading, you know. So it puts myself in the way. So I really don't make it a practice of reading for family members and close friends.
And close people. Yeah, same here. I almost can't. Like you said, yeah. I try, and then like the logical mind is just like, well, you know, we have the same grandmother, so what am I supposed to tell you? You know what I mean? Like, we all know the same. You can't be objective about it, so you end up kind
it's
of slipping.
Very hard to be. It's very hard to be, especially if you care about people. I mean, you just want to tell them what, you know, where to get off or where to what to do.
Right, exactly. And you can't. I think that's even the bigger hurdle. At least for me, it's like knowing stuff. Okay, fine. But you know, like some, and I'm sure they still kind of, they ask you, right? Like, I mean, my family's constantly, I have a couple of cousins who are like, can you tell me about this? And I'm like, how many times do I have to tell you? You know what I mean? Like, I can't read you. But I think it's more when we care about people, not to say that we don't care about our clients, especially you, because I know you're like a bleeding heart for people. I know this about you already, Joe. Like, you really do care about people. It's definitely a strength, but when it comes to doing readings, it's like, you know, if you really care about people on a kind of a personal level, you're at a loss a little bit to be able to read them.
Yeah, I think mere concern for somebody brings you into more into your physical, you know, body, and more into that concern. So it's kind of a way of pulling you away from the etheric, away from being the mindset of the medium. And psychic stuff, you know, you have fear involved. You know, somebody says, well, am I going to marry this guy? It's like, I don't know. It's like, I might know, but I'm not telling you, for God's sake. Like, it's in trouble, you know? And, so you kind of shy away from them. My sisters, I have five sisters, so they're always, you know, some of them are asking me, what, do you see this? Jesus, please don't ask.
It's so true. I have a cousin. I actually have a cousin who also is a medium. She's very good. And I have a few of them, but one of them, it's so funny, like, she does this work, but then she'll like message me and be like, what's going to happen with this? And I'm like, you know better than anyone that I can't. You know, it's so funny, but I guess... you know, it's like the temptation's there for sure. But I do think, you know, I get the question a lot, like people, you know, during readings, like, oh, you know, this is such a great ability. And, you know, it must be so nice to be able to talk to your grandmother whenever you want. And I'm like, I wish it were like that. But, it's so hard for us, even within our own heads, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Very difficult. But I do find, and I don't know if you use like any psychic tools like tarot cards or pendulums or anything like that, but usually... if I have somebody, you know, close to me that really, I feel like, all right, I feel bad. You know, they're struggling. They really need something. I do know how to read tarot cards. So sometimes I'll bust those out because it's sort of in black and white right in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do you use anything like that?
Well, I don't, because I think I don't disagree with them. I don't think, I think some people have to do very, very well with them. But in some ways it's like, it's kind of deflecting the responsibility. Like if a client or say a family member chooses a card and they get a card they don't like, well, it's the card's fault. It's their fault.
right. Blame it on the cardboard.
Kind of deflects the blame, I guess.
Yeah.
But by the same token, I do advise my own family stuff. I said, you know, try the 50-50 method. And they said, what's that? And I said, you know, feel like a balance, like you're on a scale. And, does it feel good this way or does it feel bad that way? Does it feel up or down, in or out, you know, and just kind of get to know yourself enough to feel which way you're swaying and why. And it'll give you the answers yourself.
Right. You know? Oh, yeah. You know what? That's actually, I never heard it explained like that. I kind of do that for... myself, like, because you know the temptation to try to read yourself is always there, obviously.
Right.
You know, we all do it.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll do this thing, I'm sure we all do it, where like if I have a decision to make, you know, A or B, I'll make the decision in my head A, and then I'll see how I like how it feels, and I'm like, no, wait, that was the wrong, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you can't feel it until it's already made. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can say, you know, I've had the decision making in the past where you sit down and all the yays and all the nays, all the good and all the cons, you know, the positive. Mm-hmm. And I can sit there for hours in that. But really, if you come right down to the honesty of it, I ask the question, if I do this, is it going to bring me real peace?
Right.
Or if I do this, is it going to bring me chaos, confusion, and craziness? And usually I get a clear answer. You know, it's either going to bring me, in time, it's going to bring me nuttiness and craziness.
Right.
And I've had enough of that in my life. I don't want to get the other way. It's going to bring me peace. I'm doing it, you know?
So. Right. Yeah, you know what? I think it helps to think of it like that. It's actually a really good way to do it because it's sort of like you're not using your logical mind, you know, to
Right.
kind of get the specifics of the situation. It's just more of an ambiguous, like, all right, you know, is this going to drive me crazy or
Well,
am I going
things
to be able to
always,
sleep at night?
right.
Yeah.
It's things always change anyway. So it's kind of like getting a feel for what's the right direction going,
Right.
and feeling
But
your way there with your heart, not with practicality and, you know, I need all the facts. You know, it's like none of us have all the facts. It's
right,
just
nobody does. Not even us,
that's
who might have a little extra facts here and there every now and again. We don't even have them. So,
right.
exactly. But you know, I wanted to ask you because, you know, it's definitely a common thing that most people kind of assume about mediums that we kind of just know everything. And I'm like, you're giving us way too much credit for what the ability does.
You would agree with the other there, that's for sure.
Yeah, but okay. So before we go to phone calls, I know you're always busy doing teaching classes, doing all kinds of stuff. Do you have any events or classes or anything coming up?
I do. I have lots of things going on. You know, I have my advanced mediumship program starting. Okay, it's a 12-week program, and that's all online, and that starts November 15th. And then I'm going to be doing a demonstration with Laura Worcester, another certified Forever Family Foundation medium, and Lori Sheridan, live in Rockland, Massachusetts. So we'll be there on November 18th. And I have lots of things coming up in the coming year. But I have on-demand e-courses. You know, if you go on at the Joseph Shields Arts Institute, which is online, you can go online and find those. Just come to the website, and you kind of can see where they're all at. Just go to the e-courses, and they're there. And next year we'll have the beginner's psych program again, the 36-week mediumship program, and an evidential spirit art program for people. So I'm looking forward to all of that next year. So.
Oh, busy guy. Doing a lot of stuff. Very, very good.
Keep
Awesome.
busy.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Scheel. And if you want to check out Joe's website, he's at josephscheel, SHIEL.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so I should mention, if you don't know by now, obviously for over a year now, we are commercial free. So that gives us some time to get to some more calls. And before we take our first caller, just as a reminder for everyone, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you want to make a connection with Spirit and Joe will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. Okay, so our first caller is Eileen from New York. Hi, Eileen, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you
Hi,
doing?
Eileen. Good.
Good.
Hi,
Hi, Joe. How
Eileen.
you
How you
doing?
doing? Good. Good.
So, Eileen, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I was hoping to make a connection with Spirit.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Joe.
Thanks.
Hi, Eileen. How are you? Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. Very well, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, so we're just going to spend a couple of minutes here and see if I can tap into people around you. And the first thing that comes to my mind is really I want to talk about a gentleman here that comes from spirit that he seems to be a pretty powerful force. You know, he's got his own mind. He kind of speaks his own mind, and I feel strong with him. I wish that he had had more time in life. I think he passed a little bit before he was supposed to. I feel like he has a sense of humor, and he's kind of you know, he's no pushover to anybody. He's got a tough edge to him, but he does have a sense of humor. And for you, you meant the world to him. So I just feel like there's a tremendous amount of love towards you. I also want to say, Eileen, that there's a tremendous amount of well, somebody's talking about, I know it's a common name, but like a John James. So I do need to mention that in the background somehow. So it's just coming through. Somebody else is saying it. So I just need to mention that I just heard that. But as he comes to me, I feel like he had a pretty full life, but he was not well towards the end. It's not an immediate passing, but I do think he had some heart issues, but it's not the only thing that, you know, it's kind of like the heart field because of other things going on. So I do feel like he had some gallbladder problems and things down in his abdomen area that were not going well. So some colon things going on as well. So I feel like there was some struggle there towards the end. And as he's talking, he's just appreciative of your presence and all that you've done for him. Because just even when you were little, he just kind of lit up his world. It says you have a lot of light and a lot of potential in your own life and what you do. And then you have a bit of a gift too, he's telling me. So I'm going to mention that. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Because I really feel like he's been kind of walking with you for a while, just trying to get your attention, but also, kind of like that quiet guardian angel that comes around, you know, just to keep you protected, keep you out of trouble when you're driving and the type of thing. And so when you hit the brakes on time, it's kind of like he's getting your attention. You might even feel him around you. So I want you to know that he holds himself as an honest guy. I don't feel like he's full of baloney. Really just kind of comes to me with a tremendous amount of integrity. Like he wanted to do the right thing, and he would, you know, he could argue with the boys and like to be right, but he's not going to sway it either. He's not going to kind of lie to get there. You know, he just tells it like it is. And that seems to be quite strong. You'd understand all of that, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, I want to say to you that what he's pushing me, before I go on to the next person, I know these are very short, and I wish I could open them up to even further. I really do. But on the radio, it's just not that easy, and we want to get to as many people as we can. But I will say to you that he's kind of pushing you to be your own person and to practice with your intuition and that type of thing more. And it's not something I think he would have encouraged in life. He would have said, get to work, you know, go read a book, do that kind of thing. But I think mm-hmm. now where he is, he sees it as that's, you know, that certainly book work and things that are important, but that he kind of wants you to open your mind and heart to seeing the unseen world and to listening to what's there for you, because it's really kind of special, and you're able to give it to others because of your compassion, he tells me. So I'm going to just leave that with you with light and love, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Take care, Eileen.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So next up, we have Susan from Tennessee. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good. So, Susan, did you have a question for us? Did you want to make a connection with spirit?
Connection with spirit, please.
Awesome. Okay. Joe, you're up.
Okay. Thanks. Susan, I can barely hear you, but could you just say hello to me again so I can hear the sound of your voice?
Hello?
Oh, thank you. That's much better. And that's that beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. No, I have a woman here in spirit, but she's talking to me about somebody younger that passed as well, and almost like she's received them there, and she has and she's been there for a while. I do feel that this is a woman who's very strong-minded, and she would have kind of put me through the ringer at the doorstep, you know, and made sure I was the right person and being, you know, safe for the family to be around, that type of thing. And so she's strong in her being. I don't think she grew up with a lot. I don't think she's a wealthy person or anything, but she definitely has she holds herself well. She holds herself with a bit of class and a bit of decency and dignity. And she comes to me with letting me know that she lived a pretty full life and a happy life. She had her hardships. She had some losses in life. She did love animals, and she there was a dog or something that was very special to her when she was younger that passed. But she comes to me and tells me that there's a younger person that has come over to her, that she's received him as well, and letting you know that everything is fine, that we're all together. So this seems to be an important statement there. So I also feel that I need to mention either Mark or Matthew, something like that is being mentioned. So I just need to mention that kind of biblical name, if you will. It's kind of hitting me as something important. It could be a middle name today. I kind of have Thundersnow up where I am, so my dyslexia gets to me after a while. But mm-hmm. I feel strong with this they're telling me about somebody young who passed very quickly, and it kind of taken out of the picture, you know, kind of ripped out of the world. And I just feel that they want you to know that they're fine and they're good, but they've also been trying to be around you, trying to come into your dreams a couple of times. As I see this young person, they're quite that I get a sense of vibrancy, a sense of, you know, friendliness and well-being, like everybody loved them, and that type of thing. Is this making sense to you, Sue?
Yes, it's my son.
Huh?
My son.
It's your son.
Did you hear me?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I feel good with him. He's got a bit of sense of humor. I think if I was Uncle Joe, he'd bust my chops. You know. And I like that about him, because we would have got along just fine. Probably think I'm crazy for what I'm doing, but you know, it kind of finds it cool. So that's all good. I don't think he planned on going away, but I do think that he's not gone away. He's only a thought away for you. And I think he's around you quite a bit. And I really want you to know that he sits there with you, and he's not alone, obviously. Must be a bit young, because adults brought him to me, and that usually happens with people, you know, at a younger age. So it's just the way the construct, the way I want it, is to make sure that he's safe, and he feels very safe to me and very, very loving and caring, but very active in your lives as well. Is there a young girl still here, a sister possibly?
Yes.
Okay, so he wants you to kind of give her a big hug for him, and let her know that he's been trying to tease her a bit and get her attention, okay?
Okay.
I want to look at that, okay? That's kind of important. That's funny. I don't know.
He just had a baby.
Did somebody love to swim? Is that his sister or himself?
About a minute left.
Both of them.
Both of them.
We had a
little
house.
Okay, because he just loved to play, like, you know, play in the pool, play what he did, and get a lot of exercise, a lot of swim. If he misses something from life, it's really just the laughter that went on with that and the exercise as well. So, but he'll be around too, and there'll be more laughs, and there'll be a lot of fun, because he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay with the family and stay with you guys. And it's no hassle for them to kind of stick around. And just wait for you someday, some way, a long way away, there'll be a time when you all meet again. So I'm going to leave you with that, with light and love. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And
thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Joe, you're on a roll. Love it.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. So next up, we have Danielle from Missouri. Hi, Danielle. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Danielle.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, Danielle, did you have a question or for me and Joe, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I would like to make a connection with Spirit, please.
Sure, you got it.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? You doing good?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Danielle, I have a young person here as well. I'm not sure why I'm getting two young people in a row, but this one feels more female to me for some reason. Almost like she's apologizing for being gone. I do think she was not well. There's some turmoil in her own life and in her own mind, but she just wants to say hello and come in and connect with you. But she's not the only one there. I just want you to know that she kind of snuck in on me like that real quickly. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just say to you, I feel like this young person is really there, that she always looks up to you. She said, you're strong-minded. You said what you mean. You meant what you said. You know, you don't deal well with baloney. You don't deal well with stupid. You say it like it is. And you're always kind. You're always kind to her. And I don't think she felt like everybody was, but she felt your kindness, and she really wants to kind of reward that and champion that, you know, like soul sisters, if you will. And it's just very, very strong that way. I feel that she did not She did not want to go. However, there's something here, like an accident, something that just happened quite quickly. And she didn't really have a choice in the matter after that. Okay. And I feel strong with that. So I just need to mention that. Now, I do have the name Annie or something, not necessarily her, but somebody else around her, family member who it could be a middle name tonight. So I'm just going to say that to you. But they use it like Annie instead of Ann. It's like Annie. So I'm just going to mention that. And I hope you understand that, but if not, hold on to it because I did hear it. So I want you to have that part of it. I also want you to know that she's not alone. There is a woman there in spirit that was very strong in her life and very influential in her life, and someone who was very frugal about money, very, very strong in her presence. She would have spoken to mine and put me in my place. You know, she would have definitely put me through the ringer and you know, 20 questions and all that. But she has, it's a more grandmotherly feeling to me, because she's also a spoiler, you know, for the kids, but not strangers. She kind of keeps leery of the strangers and the family. Very hard worker though in life, and I do believe she was multitasking and doing lots of things. The woman never sat down, it seemed. So she seems to come through also with an appreciation for you and all that you've done for lots of people, not just her granddaughter, if you will. Does this make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to know that I feel that, wow. I'm either getting a Lisa or Leslie is a name that's coming through. Is that a friend of yours, the two of you, or?
I have an Aunt Lisa.
Okay.
I'm very close to her.
Okay. And I just want you to know that there's appreciation for her and prayers for her as well. Okay. And I'm not trying to scare you or anything. I think everything is fine. It's just a tremendous amount of appreciation from spirit. Okay. Around you. Okay. And almost like a constant thank you, because I do think you think of these people often. I think you keep them in mind, and I think you have a reverence for those who have passed on and a belief in this. And I don't think I have to convince you. A lot of times it seems like I have to convince people, but with you, it seems like it's readily accepted. And, there's a kind heart there from you that you'd understand that when I say that, correct?
About a minute left.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. I mean, that's awesome. I just think that any time that somebody can show and be an example of how powerful this really is, to take the advice of people that have been here, done this before us, you know, earn the T-shirt, if you will. I really believe that you have a lot to offer there. So I would continue to offer those things and be the compassionate person you are. And I think they're just right there with you and just championing you the whole way. And if things are tough sometimes, I know that there's been a decision recently that was kind of hard to manage, but they're right there. So don't forget to ask them. Okay.
Okay.
Because the right thing will work out and you'll do just fine. So I'm going to leave that with you with light and love. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Danielle. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You never get questions.
I know. I think maybe in all the times that I've been on the show myself as a guest or been hosting it, I think I've been asked one question. I'm not even kidding. It's usually a reading, but that's
an opportunity, and I understand that. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe someone will shock us tonight. Who knows? Okay, so next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. So, Pam, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
Connection with spirit, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling all from across the country there in Nevada. That's wonderful. You know, as I hear the sound of your voice, the first person that's impressing themselves upon me is a man, and a very good looking man at that, better looking than me anyway. I feel strong with him. I feel like he should have had more time. It's almost like he's left this world too quickly. I feel a sense of regimentation about him. Like he stands strong. He's a little bit more GQ than I am. And, he definitely has a sense of love and, you know, kind of respect for you, almost like it puts you on a pedestal. Like there's definitely an interest in you and life and wanting the best for you. So I feel that around you. I don't know why the month of January is becoming quite prevalent, but it seems to me that something happened more serious in January than say a, it's not like a birthday or a celebration. It's more of a hindrance or the beginnings of something that was more harsh. I do feel some heart pain with this man, but I don't think that, I think that's the last thing that went. It's more other things that he struggled with and took to heart, if you will. So I need to mention that. He's intelligent. He is quick. He's good with numbers. I just feel, he's got a lot going for him, but I feel kind of taken away too early. And I do think he fought a good fight to stay here, so I'm going to mention that as well. And I don't know. I just want to kind of give you support. Do you understand this at all so far?
Well, when you say a man, could it be a I'm not really sure what about not able to really put anything to a male that an older male that's passed.
Okay. Well, okay, don't tell me. Let me just shift then. I need to shift. I don't want you to tell me the information. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and that's the way it is, okay? But I felt this man shows himself to me as a little younger. I want to say I'm 67, so he's a little younger than I am, that the way he shows me, and it's like the best time of his life. It's like when he's really cooking along and doing very, very well. Now, I know that he's talking about being sick here towards the end and being sick for about 18 months. So this man talks about, you know, kind of struggling towards the end, losing a little bit of his cognizance here and there, where he's not able to put two and two together. But that's occasionally. It's not all the time. It's not like he's in dementia completely. It feels to me like he was just struggling with medications and other things and hospital stays, which most of his life he didn't have. So it's kind of a whole new, you know, mode for him. And I'm going to continue on a little bit with this, if I may, because I'm trying to hear the sound of your voice. So I'm just going to say, what pieces of this might make sense to you? So I can just have the sound of your voice and can make a better connection, please.
You know,
if none of it does, we say nothing.
Brain.
Nothing's nothing.
I'm racking my brain trying to. Excuse me?
Nothing is settling in, right?
Not really. Not right off the bat.
Okay.
Would you guys mind if I chimed in? Do you mind, Joe?
Please do. I'm obviously off the beam here, so that's okay.
You know what? Only because when Joe started reading, I actually kind of got the same thing that he got. Not that I usually say anything, but I'll usually tag, you know, kind of read along too, just in case I have to jump in. And I did get a man in your generation, Pam. So do you have like husband or brother or something that would be on the other side, or like someone in your peer level?
No.
Okay, then I gotta ask for a little bit more too, because unless Pam, I do apologize, but sometimes on this show, like the next caller's person will like completely jump into your reading, so I do apologize if that's happening. But really, the only thing I can offer is that I feel like I have a man that's in your generation. I was kind of picking up too on either like that very good looking or suave or charming. There's like that vibe with him too. So, you know, it's okay if you do not understand it right now. Maybe we're not making the connection with you and it's with someone else, or it'll click later after you hang up the phone. But the only other thing that I can give you, Pam, and I hate to do this to you sort of like so quickly, and I'm not the biggest animal communicator, but I do feel a dog that I feel like I have to talk about. So I don't know if you or someone in your family in the last, I want to say like 3 years at the most, would have put a dog to sleep, but it does feel like, I keep seeing the dog around kids, so it's usually when it was like a family dog, or like, you know, you got it when like children were younger and then they moved. So I hope you would understand that. Do you understand whose dog that is?
I don't.
That's okay. I say, Pip, we might be connecting with someone else. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, I think Joe, it's like your description of the man is very close to where I was.
So I think
you have somebody totally different.
I think someone's busting in on your reading, Pam. I'm sorry. This happens sometimes with live radio. I do apologize.
Pam, can I just try one more thing? Would you mind if I just read one more thing, Pam? Because as I was sitting listening to Joe, I felt like there was a woman with me, and I kept hearing Rose. So I'm just going to draw a rose here on my little notepad, and usually that means mother or grandmother here, but I'm going to say more of a. I believe her to be a mother. I'm not quite sure that she's yours. However, I want to say that she has a very, very strong sense of herself and a very, very almost like she's trying to get my attention while Joe was talking so that I wouldn't miss her. And the rose, she's handing the single rose to you, almost like, you know, a gesture of love, a gesture of coming. I also want to talk about there being two leaves on that rose. So it's like the two of us or the two in a way. So I need to mention that as well. And it just seems to me that she has one of the aspects that a man had. Maybe that's what threw me, but she's very strong-willed. You know, and she's very smart. She's a quick study. She knows what's going on, and she has a youthful outlook at life. She doesn't look at it as all pain and disaster. She looks at it as opportunity, if you will. And she has more of an optimistic way about her. She can be obstinate. She can hold her ground quite strong. And so, you know, if I got into an argument, I'd back down. I mean, I just would. I just wouldn't want to upset her. However, most of the time, she's uplifting and really, really loving and caring. And so I want to give you that rose from this woman. I you do understand who this is, don't you?
You know, it's interesting because actually I have an aunt and her name is Rose. However, she's living. And your description fits her perfectly, but she is living.
Okay. That's my fault for slipping to psychic, and it could just be the hour of the day for me. But that maybe I may be picking up on family members around you because I was concerned about you getting a reading. But know that there's a lot of good energy around her and you that I'm feeling. So I just want. I'm sorry that I slipped to psychic that way. I didn't really realize I was because it was so strong. But thank you for verifying for us. Okay. And I would just know somebody else is trying to give that to us. So there we are. Okay. I do need to identify who that is, but I don't know if I can do that in such short order and kind of rushing through these readings, if you will. Okay. I hope you understand.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I do.
Thank you so much for calling, Pam.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Sorry about that. Thanks. Bye. Okay. So, Joe, before we get to the next caller, I have to say, because I can't do this to you. Every time my grandmother comes through in a reading, she shows the medium a single red rose. And it's funny that you said while I was talking that you heard it, because I was like, is she doing this again? And, you know, you didn't say single red rose right away, and then you said it after, and I was like, oh. So just it could have been me. I do apologize. I apologize to everyone listening. Sometimes spirit's a little unruly and they just do what they want. So we're the instrument.
They're going to play us the way they want. That's all.
Right. Okay. Well, let us move to our next caller. We have Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Hi, Joe.
Good.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So, Denise, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
A connection, please.
Awesome. Okay.
So, Denise, thank you for coming. Thanks for being on the show and for asking the question. And love your name. It's a beautiful name. And I want to say that as I come to this, I feel a fatherly presence with me. I mean, why do I say that? I feel a strong man who is just, he's a good, good man. You know, that's how I don't know how else to describe him in the beginning other than saying, this is a good guy. This is a straight up, straight shooter. He doesn't get into a whole lot of hassles with people, but when he speaks his mind, he speaks his mind. He puts up with a lot of baloney around him, and yet he does it quietly and strongly. A help here and there, but he loves to grill and cook, you know, and he loves these things. He kind of loves to have family over, and family means a lot to him. So I feel very, very strong with him. He's solid. And I do think he should have had more time. I don't think he's super elderly or anything. However, I think this is a cancer situation, and I'm going to say, I don't think this is an accident or something like that. I feel like cancer is running through me and that he fought a good fight, but he didn't understand it all. And I feel like there was some miscalculations of things in the beginning with the cancer. So, almost like he kind of knew something was up, but he didn't say anything. He's not all about him. You know, he really does for others and for his family the most. I mean, just the feeling I have towards you is very, very strong, that I want to be with you, want to hold you and carry you through. Is any of this making any sense, please?
Definitely.
Okay. So I want you to know.
Sounds like my brother.
Oh, okay. Well, this man comes as a protector, if you will, you know, like he's not going to let anybody harm you. He's not going to let anybody hurt you, you know?
Yep.
And he comes in strong. I definitely, he and I could be very good friends because I respect his convictions towards doing the right thing. You know, he doesn't deal well with stupid at all. I mean, he's not going to mess around with a bunch of clowns. He kind of stands strong, even in the crowd of friends around the neighborhood that may have been a little goofy. He stands like a pillar of strength. You know what I'm saying? You'd understand that for sure, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to mention. I feel like a tremendous amount of love for him, and I'm just feeling like I'm getting weaker and weaker as the minutes go on, and I feel like he fought a good fight to stay here. Didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave. And I do need to mention that. I also want to mention Michael. I don't know why I'm getting that name, but I'm going to mention a Michael around him somehow. Okay. Somebody, and it could be somebody living, because I'm not seeing anybody like look at me. Does that make sense? Was somebody living, please?
Yes. My cousin, Michael.
Okay. And then can I ask you, without upsetting the family or anybody, has Michael been struggling with something lately, or decisions in his own life, emotional decisions in his own life that you know of?
I believe in some way, yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that your brother is really praying for him, kind of giving him the boot, you know, and you know, the kick in the pants to get moving, to get up, to be okay, to be all right, you know, and kind of giving him a little boot in the you know what, the derriere to get up and going and do something positive. Okay. So I don't know if he's been sitting back and just taking it, or whether he needs to get strong and make decisions for himself. And that just seems the way it is. Okay. There's an appreciation for you for everything you've done. There's a talk about kids. I want to mention two children. There's a third child being mentioned now too. So are those your kids or his?
About a minute left.
My three kids. My brother never had any.
Okay. So he wants you to give those kids a big hug, because as uncle, you know, he's really something. Gives me my own name. He's calling me by Joe, but my full name is Joseph Patrick John. So he keeps like spinning it around, like he wants to get to a Jimmy or something. So I just need to mention that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, very much so.
Okay. I thank you for allowing me to meet him, because I think I've met a friend in spirit for sure. He and I get along just fine.
And I think you will love him dearly.
Yeah, and I think after he got used to me, he'd be okay with me too.
Yeah,
you know, but
my brother
we'd kick it up.
Was a, like very comical.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably laugh into the wee hours of the night over some stupid thing, but that's okay. It's just the way it is. But I like him a lot, and
yeah.
And I think what life he had, which was short, he lived it fully.
Very
and lived it to went to the edge, and that's the way it was. But he made every day count, and it's really good. Okay. So I just need to mention that to you as well. Okay.
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Denise. Thanks for
calling, Denise.
Oh, he loves you. Take care.
Thank you. You both have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Okay, Joe, home stretch. We got one or two more. You ready?
Okay.
All right. If you need me, I'll jump in. Don't worry. Okay. So next up, we have Angela from Pennsylvania. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You have such nice energy. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. So, Angela, you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection with Spirit, please.
You got it, my friend. I'll turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Thank you for being on, and thank you for supporting Forever Family Foundation. I think it's really great that people are doing that, and it's really an awesome organization, and people running it, and Bob Ginsberg and the rest of them, just awesome. And Joe's doing a great job with the show every week.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. So, Angela, as I step in with this energy of yours, which is awesome, by the way, I think you are somebody who can brighten up the room, let me tell you. And Spirit knows that as well. And there's a pride in you here from someone here, and I want to mention that to you. But I also want to mention that it seems to me to be either a friend or a former interest in you, if you will. It just feels that way, almost like a tremendous amount of love, of one, a big hug. And this feels like a younger man who passed, and I do think he passed quite quickly. I think it a little bit of his own doing. He's apologizing for that, but he didn't do it. You know, he didn't. It's not a suicide. It's kind of accidental in a way. And he wants you to know that he didn't mean to do that, but that he had a tremendous amount of love for you early on. Okay. And Angela, I do want to mention Robert. So Robert and Bob, with this, and I kept saying that name because I went to Robert Ginsberg, by the same token, it's around him somehow, and it's strong there. I don't think he's the only one there. I do think his father has passed as well. And you would have known them a little peripheral. It doesn't seem like just an immediate family to me. So, is this making sense at all so far?
It's okay to say not right now. Maybe if I think about it, it will, but not right now. It's not.
Okay. Then we'll ask him, if you don't know who it is off the bat, I'm going to ask him to stay to kind of let you know who he is and where to look for it. I want to look back in school where somebody was quite interested in you. Okay. Like wanted to date you, basically. That's what I'm looking at here. Okay. And he's since passed, younger. Okay. And I want to say he's probably in his 30s. Okay. And early 30s when he passed. And you may not have even known it, but I just want to mention Robert around it. Okay. And and either DiPietro or Dimitro, something like that, the last name is coming to me. So would you just also, maybe you can look it up in your yearbook or something, but something like that is coming to me. Okay. Somebody's giving me that information.
Okay.
All right. So
okay,
let's leave
I'll
that for now.
About that. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm confusing you, but I don't want to, but I'm getting clear information.
That's
here.
Okay. So, that's all right.
All right. I want to talk to you about a woman though, in spirit that loves you dearly, wants to be with you. I do feel a kind of a matriarchal feeling with this. Somebody that, I don't think she had an easy life of it. I think she had a hard life of it. I think she had to live alone for a while on her own. That she really appreciates all that you've done, that there's a friendship here as well as a motherhood, if you will. There's a way about her that she just appreciates everything you did. I do think she was having problems with her feet towards the end. I'm having real problems with my lower legs, almost like I've got a like sugar or something, like a diabetic neuropathy or something. And that feels like it's in my legs. And she's showing that to me, and I'm feeling that quite heavily. I do think she fought a good fight to stay here, but I do think she had a real lot of trouble breathing. I'm almost having like a COPD kind of experience here where I'm just
that's
not
my mother. That's my mother.
Yeah, and she, and I feel like she struggled with that greatly, but she's so appreciative of you, and she's kind of sorry that she got snippy at times, but she said I wasn't very compassionate. But I don't believe that, really, because it's not
as... Yeah, that's not her.
Do you believe that, too? Okay.
I believe it, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, because she's a little bit, she's apologizing for being a bit snippy. I'm going to just put it that way, okay? Well, we won't use the other words that she used, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
But she used a different word. I'm just going to say that, okay? But I want to keep the Reverend on the end of my name, that's all. Okay, so, but she's something else. I would have been a little frightened of her, I got to tell you that, only because
yes,
I can respect her, but she's just got this way about her. Wow. And when things started to go really sour, when she couldn't taste food and stuff, oh my God, forget about it, you know? You could make something wonderfully your whole life, and she'd compliment, and then there was always a little something about it that was wrong, but now it's really wrong. So you made it the same way you always did, but geez. So it's really hard. But she is very appreciative and so proud of you and so thankful for you and for everyone there that's helped her. So she really wants to kind of put that forth. I think there's a tremendous amount of, like, can I ask you who Stephen is? That name just popped into my head. Why?
I know I have a brother-in-law, Stephen, but I don't have anyone that's passed named Stephen that I can remember right now.
Okay. Well, if your brother-in-law is still here, right? He's not gone.
Okay.
Right?
No, he's not. He has not passed. No.
Okay. So I think Mom has something to say about him. Okay. And I'm not trying to cause trouble in the family here, but she's asking that she wants to thank him for kind of patience during when she was not very patient with him. Okay. So she wants to thank him for being patient with her when she was not well, and that she's around him to help him, and he needs to know that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, does he have children?
About a minute left.
Stephen does have children. It doesn't totally fit because my mother never got to meet Stephen. So that might not be the right, maybe it's a different Stephen.
Let's not get into this little semantics of it. She definitely is talking about somebody in the family. I feel like it could be what would have been a son-in-law. Okay. But I want you to know that she's around him to help him, that for some reason he recently kind of forgave somebody else or was patient with somebody else who was a little bit off the wall. Okay. You know how families can be. Okay. So instead of going off like a banshee on somebody, he kind of just took it and just calmed the situation. And she wants to thank him for that. Now, I think that'll bring you to an understanding without me dragging family business through.
It makes sense for someone to me. Yes, it does make sense for someone.
Okay, so just know that that's her place. She also brings an awful lot of love to you that she was not very willing to kind of spill off her lips in life, okay? But she wants you to know that now. So thank you so much, and I will use what she says, okay?
Yeah,
all right, I'll leave it with that with light and love. God bless.
Okay, and wait, Angela, don't go anywhere. I have one thing to say to you. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. When Joe was connecting with your mom in the beginning, I just saw one thing, and it's really not that big of a deal, but I don't like to ever let anyone go without telling them what I'm seeing from spirit, just because I feel bad then, and I'll think about it all week. Your mother kept showing me my symbol for what I'm supposed to tell somebody, either like not to feel bad for not, I don't know, visiting or something, or usually it's about like at like a gravesite or like a special place, like if you scattered ashes. And so is mom buried in a cemetery?
No, we actually still, we have her ashes, but I mean, there were people that couldn't be here. So that does make sense. There, that could be directed towards someone. Yes.
I will take, but was it, I not to be a pain in the butt, but I don't, think it was when Mom was alive. I kind of feel like it has something to do with paying tribute to her after she passed and, like, visiting her or visiting a place. So do you understand what she's talking about?
Here, I'll tell you and you can tell me if this makes sense. My sister okay. and I have not done anything with her ashes yet because we just haven't been able to. So
I say, I think that's what it
and
is.
And that's sometimes concerning. So okay, yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, it usually has something to do with, like, an unsettled, like, either you haven't visited or the tombstone doesn't have an etching on it. Or, you know what I mean? Like I'll take that if you guys haven't right. kind of decided what you're going to do yet. And but I will say, I don't know if you need any suggestions or anything, but your mom gave me two things. First, she kind of made me feel like I was going home. So I don't know if there's, like, a hometown or, like, a place where your mother grew up or something that you wanted to, like, or that was that, you know what I mean? It feels like home that I feel like
yeah.
you might be bringing those back to.
Mean, yeah.
Okay. And she also showed okay. me a body of water, but not the ocean. So I don't know if there's, like, a park in that town that she liked or something, or like a lake.
There's a lake. Yes. There's a lake. That's a possibility.
I don't know if you were thinking of, like, the lake in her hometown or something, or I don't know if you know, she went there as a kid or whatever.
The lake
but she
was
just
very close to where we lived. I've thought of it before. Yes.
Okay. You have. Perfect. So not to tell you what to do, but I think your mom's trying to make a suggestion to make it easier for you and your sister to just kind of get the ball rolling. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Okay, well, you got it, my friend. Well, listen, you take care. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Joe. This hour.
Well, there. That's thanks for tagging in on that. That's
yeah. I had to jump in. You know how it is when you don't say something.
Oh,
and you're like,
I know.
Think about it for hours after.
okay, we carry it around this for a day, right?
Right. And being haunted by this woman's mother, and you know. okay, well, we're just about out of time, but I would like to thank you, our guest, Joe Scheel, for joining us this evening. And Joe, if anybody wants more information or they want to book a reading or something, is the best place to reach you on your website?
josephscheel.com. There it is. Okay, S-H-I-E-L. Okay.
S-H-I-E-L, yes. Perfect. All right, so everyone, check him out. Joe's great. Attend his events, especially if he's drawing. It's so freaking cool. I totally recommend it. Well, Joe, thank you again so much.
Thanks,
for
Joe.
Here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Awesome. Yes, and I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and then please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, your host, as always. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or you can follow me on Instagram if you're interested in that. Sometimes I'll post events and stuff that I'm doing. Or on Facebook as well, you can find me. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.